All right, brother.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzano. You're tuning into the UOP Revolution Shift 2012. I am so excited today. We have, one of my favorite guests and really one of the visionaries of the transformational world, somebody that I believe very strongly is shaping the entire dialogue and the expansion of consciousness. You know, there are those people that you meet who are really sort of creating amazing change, and then there are those people who are expanding the envelope of change and creating whole new possibilities of change that we didn't even realize, possibilities of transformation that we never realized were even a possibility. And that person is Panache Desai, and he is here today to take your questions, to take your needs and do some incredible things. And what we're going to do that's quite different, actually, is we're going to be doing processes and some amazing integrations on this call. And this call is getting jam-packed and filled up, so it is going to be very powerful. So I'm going to introduce Panache and some of what this call will be about with the integrations, with the question answers. But if you're listening in, what I'd love for you to do is share your questions for me and Panache. We can even build clearing and integrations around your questions. So this is really a special, special chance to get some work and things done in your life that, well, first, it's not going to be work. It's going to be transformation, which is going to be simple and easy, and that's one of the things Panache is going to share with us. But to get that happening in your life based on where you are right now, so you can go to uwealthrevolution.com/now, N-O-W, to send in your questions and things that you may have. Now, Panache is a leading visionary and an innovator of vibrational transformation. And a lot of people, when they saw that in the email today, said, I've never heard of vibrational transformation. And if you're interested in rapid and revolutionary and even radical groundbreaking energetic alignment that will bring you in touch with your highest potential faster, quicker, and more deeply than virtually anything else, then you probably are going to want to take very close, attentive practice to what we're going to do here. And this is a catalyst for unprecedented vibration and frequency. And you're going to get a chance to be recalibrated with your being to function at the highest levels of your life and access a life of limitless possibility. So we're going to show you that, and you're going to understand how to integrate these vibrational tools into your life, how to dissolve and integrate the vibrational density that prevents you from receiving the life of your dreams, how to be inspired and nourished and receive revolutionary insights, and also receive and get a life-altering transmission to restore your natural state of being. This is not a call where we're going to do a lot of teaching. We're going to do a lot of transformation, so get ready to do that. Now, really quick, I want to jump into this, but I'm just going to read a little bit about Panache. He is an inspirational and visionary contemporary spiritual master in the field of consciousness and vibration. He's got an energetic gift, and I felt that one-on-one, a vibrational transformation. He's inspired hundreds of thousands of people around the planet. He shares eternal truths, inspirational insights, and vibrational tools to empower you to create the life of your dreams. He is a modern-day avatar. He acts as a direct link to divine consciousness and empowering people of all ages, economies, educational backgrounds, and more to connect and transform their lives with their limitless divine nature. Panache, welcome back. And everyone here, let's send Panache just a huge amount of love energy. Panache, welcome back to the UOP Revolution Shift 2012.
Hey, Darius, it's great to be back. And a warm welcome to everyone that's on the call. I'd like to thank each and every single one of you for engineering a moment, a pivotal moment in your life that you yourself have called into being, to fundamentally alter your life so that you can receive all that you've always known is possible through you. Every single one of you is on this call today for one reason. You know that there's more. You know that there's more money available to you. You know that there's a greater health and vitality just within your grasp. You know that there's a greater connection to source that's your birthright. You know that there's an infinite ocean of love just waiting to come into being, waiting to fill you. I've had the pleasure of supporting people just like you all over the world in accessing more. But before we go there, I just want to give you a little disclaimer. Now, what's in the way is not what you think is in the way. Just take a breath. What's in the way of that receiving is not what you give. What you've been led to believe in spirituality, personal development, and vibrational coaching is that your thoughts in some way are impeding your ability to receive. Or that in fact you are ridden with negative energies that must be cleansed or cleared. That the thought of I'm a failure replaced with I am successful will all of a sudden bring about an immediate difference in reality. Take a breath. Or the actual belief that the cleansing and clearing of quote-unquote negative energies will all of a sudden unlock greater universal potential and allow for a greater receptivity. Take a breath. What if everything that you've been led to believe is not where it's at? What if every existing conversation right now that's being had in spirituality, personal development, and abundance coaching is merely scratching the surface of what's possible? What if in this hour today we are able to come into the fullness of who we are and who we were created to be? Not by cleansing and clearing things. Not by shifting our thoughts, but by directly addressing at their root those energies that are keeping us back from all that we know is possible in our lives. Every single one of you is like this beautiful container. Every single one of you. And what's happened during the course of your life is that this container has gotten filled. And it's gotten filled with emotional content that's become repressed or suppressed that you haven't allowed yourself to feel. And little by little, your ability to receive the fullness of life diminishes. Your ability to receive that more money and more abundance dwindles. Your ability to be in a loving relationship and fully receive that love begins to diminish. Your ability to be healthy and vital begins to flounder. And that connection to source, that birthright to the divine that you were born with, remains ever elusive. Folks, in this hour, we are going to shift it all, not by cleansing and clearing it, because cleansing and clearing of energies is a judgment on energy. And guess what happens when you judge an energy? Darius, what happens when you judge an energy?
Well, then it automatically becomes bad or gets a label. It disconnects from what it really is, which is all one.
Yes, and what happens, actually, even more insightful that people don't even realize is that as soon as you buy into an energy being negative and you cleanse and clear and you judge that energy, guess what the universe gives you? More of that energy. Tonight, during this call, today, this morning, wherever you are in the world, we are not going to cleanse and clear energies only to attract them back. But we are going to shatter them at their root. We are going to integrate them and include them as a part of ourselves. Because, my friends, if you are willing to be it all and feel it all, then you can have it all. That is what is available to you. That is where Darius and I are going today. And I cannot wait. I am so excited to be with you all for this hour.
Panache, I am very excited too, because so many people are trying. We've already gotten 35 questions in, and we're only within the first couple minutes of this, and people are hungry. They're hungry for something new, fresh, unique, and something that removes the labels, but in the end gets them what they really want, and that is to feel good, to feel love, to feel worthy, to feel as if they matter, and stop blaming, judging, or labeling their life.
Yes. Well, I think we should start with, Darius, is just a real quick density detox. And so what you'll find is in the languaging. There's a difference in the languaging of things with me, okay? So, for example, there's not a cleansing or clearing, but there's a dissipation of energy. dissipation of energy, there's no judgment in that. So energy has no polarity. It's just energy. It's our perception on the human level that labels it as negative or positive. But ultimately, it's just energy. And so the more we can just abide in the fullness of it without the judgment, the more we can experience it, the more it just washes through us, and the more we become a bigger container and more receptive. And so what I'd like to do is just start with a density detox. I'd like to just start by taking out of you that emotional content, just dissipating, dissolving it, integrating it, so that there's more room for you to receive. And as always, we'll have Darius lovingly be our human sacrifice. Darius, will you be our human sacrifice?
I will. I will. I absolutely will.
Excellent. And the good news is, my friend, all you're sacrificing is everything that is in the way of you being infinite. Will you be that?
I will.
Excellent. Let's get started. So close your eyes, open your palms all around the world, and just take some deep breaths. And just allow yourself to come into the awareness of your breath as it comes in and out of your body. The greatest miracle of all that is happening in each moment that goes unnoticed. The most abundant act of all, the act of life that is happening in each moment that says you have a purpose, that says you matter, that says the divine loves you, that says you are everything that you've been looking for outside of you. That breath in each moment validates you. Just watch it. Witness it. Receive it. So layer by layer, using Darius as the surrogate for you as a global UWealth community, what we're going to do is open up to feeling, to allowing. Because Darius, as an infinite being, are you not all energies? Yes. And being all energies is being all-inclusive of everything in creation. It's being all-inclusive of every experience. It's being all-inclusive of that which you've been conditioned to judge, that which you've been conditioned to label, that which you've been conditioned to fix and heal and change. But what if those very things that you've been trying to get rid of are the very things that are here to set you free? If I told you that your sadness was actually a blessing, and fully experiencing your sadness was going to carry you on into a life that was beyond your wildest dreams, wouldn't you feel it? If I reminded you and I let you know in every fiber of your being that that fear that you are experiencing is actually the greatest catalyst into unconditional love that there is, would you then have a problem feeling and experiencing that fear? And if I were to tell you that that sadness, that anger, and that fear, all of that emotional content that's gotten stuck within you, actually wants out of you as much as you don't want it in you. It's actually wanting to be liberated. It's wanting to be experienced. It's wanting to be felt. Would you not then just simply feel it into completion? It's time, my friends, to integrate all of this, to remove the judgment, to evolve the conversation, and to step into a brand new paradigm of human evolution and global transformation. So Darius, just stay with the breath. And what we're going to do is lovingly invite your anger to arise. And all around the world, we're just going to lovingly invite your anger to arise. You see, I love your anger. I always say to people that you cannot truly love somebody unless you've authentically embraced your own rage. You cannot fully be present for somebody if you cannot be fully present for your own sadness, if you cannot fully be present for your own fear. Just stay with the breath, Darius, and just allow the anger and the rage, all that you've repressed or suppressed, to just arise. Just stay with the breath. Let it wash through you. It's almost like a piece of string is being pulled out of your crown chakra. It's almost like this energy is just literally emanating out of you. Because in this moment, you are offering it resistance. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It just is. And you trace it back to its source, you will find the divine. You will find the light. And in truth, that is all there is. Take a breath, Darius. Good. And now, in addition to this integration of anger, we're going to lovingly start integrating all of your sadness. Every single place where you've judged yourself, where you've criticized yourself, where you've limited yourself. It's not the thoughts that we need to shift, but it's the underlying vibrational density that holds those thoughts in place. It's the unprocessed emotional content that actually holds those belief systems and mental limitations in place. Take a breath, Darius. Just allow it to arise. Allow it to wash through you. I'm also at this time going to lovingly invite your fear to arise out of you. And we're just going to lovingly invite this fear to shake out of every cell of your body. In order to have it all, you must be willing to be it all and feel it all. Then you are free. So we're going to lovingly accelerate this integration to the power of infinity within Darius and within all of you around the world. We're going to lovingly remove the veil of judgment that's held this emotional content in place, that has ultimately served to keep you imprisoned, and that has kept you playing small and living small when you're an infinite being with an infinite potential. We're going to lovingly ask that all of these energies be felt through into completion. Simply breathe and allow them to wash through you. Allow them to flow through you. As an infinite being, you are all energies. It's time, my friends, to once again become an infinite container, so that you can infinitely receive. As this integration continues, I'm going to lovingly ask that the mental constraints that you placed on yourself begin to shatter. That in fact those self-defeating conversations that you bought into as being real begin to shatter. That in fact any and all forms of limitation, all time and space and all dimensional realities begin to shatter. Darius, will you receive that on behalf of everybody on this call?
Yes, I will.
Take a breath, brother. Just stay with the breath. Let it keep washing through you. It's okay. It's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's just energy. Just energy. Just energy. And every energy in our universe is working in your favor. Every single thing, whether it be your anger, your sadness, or your fear, is actually propelling you on into your infinite magnificence. Stay with the breath. Darius, how are you doing? What are you feeling right now?
Oh, it's incredible. I felt everything you said that I would start to feel, and then when everything sort of washed over me, I felt all of these emotions come up, and then it's like, you know, in Star Trek or whatever, when they go into warp speed and like all the stars, or maybe it's Star Wars, and like they all just come at you. It's like at that moment, it was like everything just released and everything came at me, and it was all good, and it was all peace, and it was all knowing, and it was all expansion. It was like experiencing a lifetime of energies and emotions at, you know, all at once, and then being bigger than all of it. It was like this huge expansion. And wow, I want to hear what people felt too, because we've got tons of people writing in with all sorts of things that they want, that have questions about and feelings about. And I want to know what you felt. Was it like what I experienced? Was it similar? Was it different than what you've experienced on other calls? Or where are you at now? Panache, I mean, what happened there? I mean, what? And I don't know if the integration is done or not, but I just want to know, like, what happened there for people's logical minds that they want to know what was that about, what was going on?
This gift of presence that I have the honor of allowing to through me has a catalytic impact on you. And so literally what it does is it takes those heavier energies and it starts to vibrate them really, 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 really rapidly until the point that they just vibrate out of your system. Mm. And the only thing that's required for that to happen is for you to just say yes and to allow it to happen. The very second you let go of your resistance to these energies, they immediately begin to flow and literally flow out of you. The only thing is that people have been so conditioned to judge them, Darius. Like, there's a whole lifetime of programming, man. Like, the sadness is wrong or bad. It's repressed or suppressed till it becomes depression. You know, if you're sad, there's something wrong with you, right? So basically, what we've done is, on this planet, judged ourselves out of our magnificence. And then what happens is we buy into, oh my God, like, I'm broken. I must need fixing. I must need healing. I must need cleansing or clearing. You don't need any of that. Actually, all that's required is for you to fully feel every one of these things through to completion. Because that which you have has to be felt through to completion. Because it's a part of your evolutionary journey. It's a part of your greater ascension. The more you can be with these energies, the more you can sit with them, and the more this presence impacts you, the faster you go through it. Literally, what you just experienced is what people all around the world experience. That which they've held on to for 50 years is dealt with in like 5 minutes or less. And they can't believe it. So let's just do a quick test on you. So just close your eyes, Darius. Just open your palms. Okay? And we're just going to expand your awareness and your energy out to infinity. Just take a breath. So we're just going to invite your energy to fill the room, fill the building, fill the city or state that you're in, fill the country, fill the continent, fill the planet. Out into infinity and beyond. So the first thing is, are you willing to have the courage to live this big and receive this big on behalf of everybody?
Yes.
Take a breath. And are you willing to live as an infinite being, as the moment-to-moment experience of your life? Take a breath. Will you receive that?
Yes.
Now, from this space, what's possible?
Anything is possible.
From this space, right. From this space, how infinitely can you receive?
It's immeasurable.
Yeah. So now that we've integrated that density, watch what happens. So are you ready to receive infinitely, Darius? Everyone around the world, are you ready to receive infinitely? Excellent.
Yes, and everybody answer that question if it fits for you. Answer that question as you go through this with me, because it's you going through this with me, not just watching me or sensing me, but you feeling it with me together as a family here as we all expand today. Yes.
Yeah. The blessing of oneness is that us making this greater shift in you as the human sacrifice for everybody forms the whole universe.
Ah.
So
I want to laugh because I say I'm glad, I'm thankful to be able to do that.
That's why I lovingly dubbed you the human sacrifice.
I'll do it. I'm ready.
So good. Excellent. So just know that this shift is unfolding in all of you. So good. So from this space, what we're going to do now is just have you start receiving your abundance infinitely. Will you receive that, Darius, and will you receive that all around the world?
Yes.
Take a breath. Let it come flooding in, brother. All around the world, let it come flooding in. That infinite abundance that you've been looking for, that's remained ever elusive. that infinite abundance is your natural state of being. Allow it to take up residence in your body, in every cell, in every chakra, every vibrational system, every channel. Allow that infinite abundance to be fully yours. Let it come in. Receive it now. Receive it now. Okay, Darius, how you doing? What's going on?
I just feel like laughing. I sort of just feel, I feel nothing but just joy, just possibility. It's this pretty amazing feeling.
So you ready? You ready for more?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes. So yes. 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 Yes.
Excellent. Now what we're going to do is lovingly invite the infinite receptivity of health and vitality to come flooding in. We're going to invite infinite health and vitality to come flooding into you. Will you receive that, Darius? And will you receive that, everyone all around the world?
Yes.
Excellent. Take a breath. Let it come flooding in. Allow it to fill your entire being, every cell, all that you are, on every dimensional level. Fully receiving, fully allowing, returning once again to your magnificence, being restored to your brilliance, accessing your birthright. Good. Take some deep breaths, Darius. How you doing, brother?
Very good. Very, very good. We've got so many people writing in. We've got people saying, I mean, one person said I'm feeling everybody's abundance. Another person said I'm feeling tingling sensations all over. She's actually seeing orbs during this process. Another person says the shell of my brain exploded to infinity and I now have no problem with density. Alice said that she's feeling energy throughout her body. Another person says, I finally got the permission of the great allowing of myself from the universe. I'm beginning to feel more free. Thank you so much for this new level of energy. Everything is possible. Another person is feeling like all these little pops and explosions and judgments of resistance just sort of like going off and just going away. Another person feels like their heart expanded. That's Pipa, with love and compassion. Another person, Carol from Las Vegas, said, I've had two sessions with Panache and they were nothing sort of short of incredible. I feel fantastic. I've been on a spiritual path since 2004 and Panache is the real deal! Exclamation point. Another person said, I'm floating. A vortex of energy is coming in. I mean, people are just having these amazing, amazing feelings here, myself included. I just feel sort of giddy and laughing. I feel very light. I feel like I've kind of got like helium, like I've just swallowed helium. And I also feel very very vibrant and very peaceful and very still at the same time.
Let's just do this. Let's just finish up, and then we'll go into the questions. Perfect time. So let's just finish
up.
Can you handle more, brother?
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so just close your eyes, just open your palms, and we'll do the next two together. Okay?
Okay.
So we're going to lovingly invite the infinite receptivity of love into your being. And the love that I'm speaking of is divine love. It's unconditional love. It is not a love of the human realm. It is a love that transcends the human experience. And it is that love that dwells within your heart, and it is that love that you are here to emanate out into the world. And in addition to that, we're going to fully access the remembrance of your connection to source energy and source potential so that you can once again be your own spiritual authority, your own guru, your own teacher, your own master, so that you are completely free, an independent expression of grace embodied in human form that sources all that it needs directly within itself and from the divine. And from this infinite field of vibrational potential. So, Darius, on behalf of yourself, everything in all of creation, and every human being on this planet, throughout all universes, all time and space, and all dimensions, will you receive all of that?
First, I want to say I think so, but then I'll just rise up and say absolutely yes.
Breathe. Let it come flooding in.
Okay.
Woo, that's a biggie.
Oh, wow. Oh, crap. Wow, that is amazing. Wow. Wow. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like this giant pipe that's just coming into my crown, and I'm sure some people are feeling this, of just oneness. Yeah, there's not a good or bad or right or wrong or fear and joy. It's not an emotional dichotomy or emotional segmentation. It's just oneness. And Panache, I would feel this actually in a lot of the higher awareness work that I did in the past, where I would move through like a process, like a death process, and go through and actually connect to Source in the afterlife. And it's a very similar feeling, but brought down into my waking conscious state of just being. You know, I think we call this ascension and living that ascension. Wow.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Wow. What you're receiving and what you're feeling into, Darius, is union in the greatest sense of the word union. It is the ultimate union of spirit, body, mind. It is the ultimate level of realization that any human being can access within their lifetime. That is what is flowered within you. That is what's flowering within everyone on this call. So... You want to go to questions?
I do, and I feel there's going to be a certain power if we can open up the line for questions and just let people raise
sure.
their hand. Panache, is that okay? Okay,
that's
so this
good.
Is going to be
good.
Very powerful, folks, and if anybody's not ready, I mean, you're going to get some transformational experiences through these callers. So even if we don't pick on you, we've got close to 700 people tuning in, it looks like. So you may not get on, but a part of you will come forward on each caller, so be aware of that. So you can raise your hand by hitting *2, and Panache, any certain issues or things that we should deal with or invite people who have a certain need?
No, just go for it. I'm here, I'm in your service, and it's an absolute honor to be here, so just whatever's up, let's deal with it.
All right. You can hit *2 now to raise your hand and get this work. So we've got somebody calling from, I'd love to take people when I have their name, we've got Deborah from Capistrano, California. And I'm going to unmute your line. Deborah, are you there?
I am. Oh, this is so cool. It's almost unbelievable. But it's completely believable. So, hi, Panache.
Hey, Deborah, how you doing?
I am excellent. You get better every minute. Thanks. The question is, since when we arrive at this point where we are totally in our own power and we're loving and accepting ourselves and not judging things or judging anything, on the way to that, just before we get there, can you give us some tools? Can I run this energy myself that you run? Obviously, we have access to it, right?
Yes. Everyone is their own unique resonance. That's the best way to describe it. So everyone has an amazingly unique vibrational potential. So we're all a part of the same collective field of energy. We express that energy like different notes on a piano. And that is what I come to call your unique soul signature. So the divine placed its own unique resonance self within you that nobody else has on this planet. So there are 7.2 billion people right now that are vibrating absolutely uniquely as a part of the collective. And so your expression will be unique to you. And as a result of, you know, detoxing the density and living that, that resonance will begin to amplify and it will become yours. You'll language it in your own way. You'll express it in your own way. It will become completely authentic to you. So what I would like you to do is support you in accessing that. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay, good. So on behalf of you and everyone that's on this call, anywhere where you are not willing to fully live unique soul signature that you were created to be, will you dissipate and dissolve all of that?
Yes.
Take a deep breath. Good. How do you feel?
I feel tickled. Thank you.
You're welcome. So that will continue to unfold, and don't be surprised if just amazing things start happening around you. It's no longer about a technique or a modality. It's just about your presence itself making the difference. You walk in the room and everything starts to shift, not because you're doing something, but just because of the being that you were born to be. Thank you for having the courage to be that.
Thank you. Thank you, Darius. You guys are freaking awesome.
Thank you, Deborah. I'm so glad you're here and we got to do this. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take a bunch of questions. We got tons of people raising their hands. This is so exciting because I love to see the transformation. We've got, looks like Cheryl Macy, and I know we've got her hold tight, Cheryl. And when we unmute you, Cheryl, what is your question for Panache and maybe the thing that you want to explore, you know, or release? Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I am, Darius. How are you?
I am good.
How are you, Panache? I'm sorry, but I came on the call a little late. But I do want to ask you, as far as connecting, right, with my the soul and the spirit coming together and becoming more powerful, is that something that I just need to have a lot of practice with, or do you think you'll be able to help me to get to my source a little quicker?
Let's do it right now. Are you open to fully receiving that?
Yes.
Okay, just take some breaths. So what we're going to do is just lovingly invite that I am presence, that source potential that's known by many different names, to fully flower within your being. What we're going to do is invite you to go into oneness right now and stay there, to vibrate that cosmic universal consciousness in every moment of your existence, to vibrate it so powerfully that the miraculous becomes ordinary around you. Will you receive that?
Yes.
Take a breath on behalf of everyone on this call.
Thank you so very much. I feel a lift. I feel like something just went exploding inside of me. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Just keep breathing. Allow your heart. Keep breathing, angel. Just let it all come. Keep breathing. Just keep breathing. It's all unfolding. It's all unraveling. That life that you once knew is over. You are now going to live as the infinite being that you've always known dwelled within you, angel. Thank you for being born. Thank you for being here, and thank you for the contribution to consciousness that you are, that you have always been, and that you will be. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Okay, we've got Sherry from, I'm not sure where she's from, but I'm going to, it's S-H-E-R-I-E, it's a, she's calling in on a 204 area code. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I'm in Manitoba, Canada, in the backwoods.
Okay.
My
cool
question for both of you, or for Panache, but to be shared, is about the challenges of integrating the fullness of our being in this world that is still exploring its density, and the challenges that arise in that process.
Well, I mean, ultimately, the only challenge that arises is the one that you buy into. So you can by all means buy into reality's judgment, but we've all come to the conclusion that our version of reality is absolutely insane. And so what I want you to do is have the courage to blaze your own trail. And here's how radical it is. It's as radical as when people believed that the Earth was square, when someone actually said, no, it's not, it's round, and actually had the courage to sail off of this once square world, all of a sudden, everyone who believed that the Earth was square was mad. What I want you to do is have the courage to sail off into a brand new paradigm of human experience and know you having the courage to do that will set everybody else free. So in short, what I'm saying is that you need to focus on you. You need to prioritize yourself. You need to allow this greater shift to unfold within you. Because this greater shift unfolding within you carries a whole species across. Will you be that? Will you allow yourself to be that bridge today? Have you received that?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Take some breaths, open your palms, let's do this. So anywhere where you are still buying into the approval or need to conform, or where you are actually still self-sabotage or judgment as a way of fitting in on planet Earth, any way in which you are doing fear, lack, and scarcity or limitation as a way of being approved of in this reality, are you willing to lovingly dissipate and dissolve all of that?
Yes.
Take a breath. Are you willing to have the courage to be completely unplugged from the matrix?
I would love that. Yes.
Take a breath. Here it comes. Take a breath.
Wee.
Thank you, and I love you.
Wow.
Let it continue to integrate. And I look forward to seeing you in person somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Sherry, what did you feel? I mean, did you feel something just like shift, or did you kind of have a different awareness or a realization that you, what was it?
No, I experienced, it's almost difficult to describe, colored energy moving up, like a lights shining on a crystal chandelier, but moving up and out, and just feeling it move out over the expanse of the world and beyond.
Wow.
Crystalline
light.
Well,
thank you. And, thank you. We love you, and I love you, and I'm so glad you were here to do that and open up for everybody else here as well.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay. We've got a bunch more people. I mean, if you're interested in just, you have a question or hit star two, I want to read kind of what some people are feeling, because a lot of people are feeling this just being a part of this. one person said that they just felt this connection in their third eye. Another person said, wow, I just felt an infinite connection to everything that is. So a lot of people are feeling incredible things. Another person, I felt a rush of cold air down the middle of my body and a feeling of calm. Another person said, I'm feeling my heart expand all the way out. So if you are somebody that has questions, hit star two, and I'm going to take some more people. We've got somebody named Lygia from San Francisco. Let me see. Lygia, are you there? Lygia?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, it's
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Yay.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Oh, I tell you, this has been just such a blessing to be with you both today. So I just want so much to just be a part of this. I'm calling as an artist and a musician who just wants to break free from where I'm stuck and just really be in my real being and bring it. Just bring it.
Yeah.
And
are you ready?
I just start to.
Are you ready to receive it?
I am. Thank you.
Just close your eyes. Just open your palms.
Yes.
What I'm actually going to do is just directly send you the divine. And my beloved angel, I'm going to ask this divine presence that loves you unconditionally to embrace you right now in this moment. I'm going to invite this infinite presence of light that created you, that honors you, that holds you sacred, that recognizes the gift and the blessing that you are, to just completely envelop you with its love. I'm going to ask that your heart be filled with a love that transcends the human definition of the word love. I'm going to ask that your heart become a conduit for divine love in this world. And that your art and your music and every expression that you are become an expression of the divine's love for humanity. So that 7.2 billion people can remember that they too are not broken, that they don't need fixing, that they don't need healing. But in fact, they are loved beyond description by their Creator. Will you embody that?
Yes.
Take a breath.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That was you. Thank you.
Wow. Lydia, can I ask, what? Tell me what you're feeling, or tell me what happened so people can feel this. That's a good idea.
Rose colors. This rosy, pink, rose color, like a mist. I mean, my eyes were closed, but just feeling this illumination of, like, the color, I don't, maybe it's color of love, I don't know, there's beautiful, beautiful colors, and just my whole being, my experience beyond words, just this huge, fat, big, huge energy of awesomeness. Thank you. I feel so grateful and so blessed. And Darius, you are heaven in my life.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Tell me, I mean, do you feel like after, I mean, how could your life be different after, like, whatever this experience was for you? I mean, is it something that you may remember and shift your future this way? Or what do you feel like your future will be like going forward with this experience?
If I will try to say, I feel like the blocks that I was continually coming up against in the plane that I was on, I have been moved, or that has been moved. Just the dropping of this stuff that was just, that I would come up against, is so irrelevant and so washed away. I just feel like you answered my prayer as far as to be able to bring it and to be done with this crap that was there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I look forward to being a messenger in what I was just gifted with, that clarity. Wow.
Wow. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. That is so amazing. I love, to just kind of ask what you, because words sometimes suffice and sometimes they don't, and it's incredible. Can we take one more question, or maybe a few more? I know it's like time is flying here, but it's kind of like watching just these amazing openings. We've got Anne Kaufman from Georgia. Anne, are you there?
I am.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, I am just unbelievably delighted. I just love him. And my problem is I get way up high, I get there, and then the next day I go back down. I just can't seem to keep or hold the space. I'm 70, almost 71, and I've done all kinds of things, access consciousness and everything. But as a Cancer, my moods go up and down, and I give well. I'm trying to work on receiving. So that's kind of where I am. And I don't know if Sebastian is from him or not, but I had that at Access Consciousness, too, where I really got I'm not wrong. And I really get that, but I can't seem to hold it.
Okay, so let's take care of it. Are you willing to fully embody the oneness that you are?
Absolutely, totally.
Take a breath, Angel. Take a breath. It's coming. The train's coming. Take a breath.
Okay.
And are you willing to consider that there's no up and there's no down, there just is?
Yes. I wish my feelings knew that.
Take a breath. So what we're going to do with you is just remind you on every vibrational level that the source of all that you're feeling is the divine. Will you accept that?
Yes.
Take a breath. And I'm just going to ask for a complete harmonizing and balancing of all that you are on a vibrational level, on an energetic level, throughout all time and space and all dimensions. Will you receive all of that?
Absolutely.
Good. So are you an infinite being?
I am.
And as an infinite being, are you all energies?
Yes.
Then where's the problem?
I don't know. The feelings, I guess, not acceptance of the negative feelings.
Yeah, so here's where the problem resides. The problem resides where you say there is a problem. So that's why when we created Igniting Boundless Receiving, we created it as a 33-day program. And every day you do the density detox. And literally what that's doing is what's happening on this call. We are literally shredding that vibrational content that holds these judgments and beliefs in place. So are you willing to consider that reality is the way that you say it is?
Yes.
Are you willing to stop speaking problems into existence when they don't really exist?
Yes.
Are you willing to recognize that in this moment you are the divine's one true creation and one perfect love?
Yes.
And are you willing to accept yourself and all that you are for the blessing that you are right now in this moment?
Yes.
Take a breath. So from now on, my angel, you're not feeling negative energies. You're not feeling positive energies. You are just feeling. Welcome to planet Earth. Planet Earth, we feel. On planet Earth, we experience everything there is to experience. And it's only ever the mental constructs around the experience, which actually don't even originate from us, that lead to the resistance to feeling, that lead to the accumulation of density. And so you see, I love your sadness. I love your anger. I love your fear. I love your insecurities. I love everything about you that you've been trying to fix, heal, and change. Because every single aspect of you is a blessing, and I would like for you now to recognize the blessing that resides in feeling. Because, my angel, having the courage to feel is having the courage to live.
Thank you. I get Pardon, I didn't hear the last comment.
Will you have the courage to feel it all?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Take a breath. Thank you for your question. Your resistance will begin to diminish until it no longer exists, and you will feel everything into completion because being it all and feeling it all will allow you to have it all. I'm so happy that you called in, and I love you infinitely.
And I you. Thank you.
Wow. I got that. You know, Yes.
Go on.
Well, I got that, you know, so many of us are labeling everything, and there's this, you know, there's this predominant trend in the spiritual community and in the transformational doctrines or dogmas. And, I mean, we stand as sort of this intermediary bringing a lot of possibilities to the world, and yet I'm seeing that so much of it is based on labeling, and as we try to move out of a world of labels and just be yet we are constantly labeling energy. As we try to move into oneness and be everything and move away from positive or negative, we're constantly like this obsessive compulsive person putting labels, those little sticky labels on every little thing in our life and in our day, and we're just predominantly occupied instead of living and creating and being with sticking labels, running around like crazy, putting them on every little thing in our world.
Yeah, it's like being on a hamster wheel, you know, and you keep getting on that hamster wheel and you keep thinking the next thing's going to do it, and the next thing's going to do it, and the next thing's going to do it. No matter how many things you try, nothing really changes. Because what needs to shift is the vibrational density that's holding these judgments in place. That's why shifting your thoughts doesn't make one iota of difference. You know, if you're sitting there going, I'm a failure, and you go, I'm a winner, well, nothing's really changed vibrationally, so you're not authentically embodying the truth of you. So where we've been lucky is that we've been able to offer people a solution, a vibrational solution to shatter the density. Mm-hmm. I mean, even in what you've witnessed on the call, people came in fundamentally really believing their version of reality was real.
Right.
And by
right.
the time they're
yes.
done, they're so immersed in oneness, that version of reality that they bought into for 50 years no longer existed. You know? And so
yes.
this is what's available, you know, this is what's available to us now is an answer and a solution. And you know, what I would say to people is just feel. Don't label. Don't label, because in all honesty, when you label, you're judging yourself out of your beingness. So the very second you judge something, you fragment yourself from it. Now, the very second you fragmented yourself from it, there's no hope of including it. Oneness is all-inclusive. That's why it's about feeling it all, embracing it all, integration. That's why our vernacular needs to shift, because our vernacular is robbing us of the transformation that we're trying to implement. And people don't even realize it. So I've been working very actively with thought leaders and people who are pioneering techniques and modalities to shift all of this, because the judgment of it doesn't allow for the resolution of it.
Right.
It just brings more of that energy. That's why cleansing and clearing just creates a vacuum for more of the same thing.
That's
so
right.
When you
yeah,
embrace it,
makes,
it integrated, there's no vacuum anymore. And so that's the difference. That's where this work is so unique, and I'm so blessed to be able to just allow it to flow. It's amazing, Darius.
I want to get a few more questions. I want to get some comments, too, because we've got a lot of people writing in. We've got over 120 comments. This is very cool. Some people are agreeing. Some people are saying, labeling, you're right. We do so much of that. We shouldn't. Heidi said, I'm so tired of the constant labeling. I love Panache. She speaks to my heart. Another person said, yes, all is divine. That was Deanna from Worcester. And then Janet said, Panache, in you I've met my angel, my spirit guide, love, light, forever. Gloria says, don't forget about the people who are less evolved. What about us that do not, that are not getting help? We're going to talk about that. Deanna said, Panache, you are so the real deal. I've been working with the planetary grid and humanity since 1990. I'm eternally grateful to you for all the global work you're doing. MJ said, no one. Yes.
Darius, let's stop for 1 second. I want to just eliminate this less evolved conversation, okay, because that just hit me,
okay.
We need to get rid of that, okay? Everyone around
right,
the world
sure.
right now, close your eyes and open your palms. That's enough of that conversation. In oneness, there is no hierarchy. There's no one further ahead, and there's nobody behind. We are walking into oneness step by step, holding each other's hands. Because it cannot be fully realized until every single one of you realizes it. Now, the truth is, most of you are lions pretending to be lambs. For whatever reason. It's time to end that version of reality. I would like for 7.2 billion people right now to step into oneness. Let's be the bridge for that, Darius. Let's have that shift happen. So, Darius, on behalf of everybody, are you willing
yes.
to say oneness has no hierarchy?
Yes.
Are you willing to
yes.
embrace that nobody, there's nobody ahead and there's nobody behind?
Absolutely, yes.
Are you willing to embrace that right now we are walking into oneness step by step, and we are here to support every single individual into coming into the fullness of themselves, because that is the moment in which we fully realize the fullness of who we are. Are you willing to receive that, Darius, on behalf of everything?
Yes.
Good. Take a breath. There is no such thing as less evolved or more evolved. There's no such thing as further along or further behind. Every single one of you is an infinite divine being, and I will not let you wake up one more morning believing anything less than that as the truth of you. Will you receive that all around the world?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to stop you, but I just needed to deal with that.
Wow. Yes, I totally agree. And you know, this again, this is labeling, evolved, not evolved, teacher, not a teacher, master, not a master. And Janet said, my whole body is vibrating at the moment. She's asking a question, is how do I keep the energy flowing when my negative or discouraged little voice envelopes me? And this is a good question. I know we talk about labels and we see those voices and feel those come in. What do people do when those voices come in?
Just embrace them. So as infinite beings, we're all energies, right? So that means that we're all inclusive of everything. So it's not about changing those thoughts. It's not about fixing those thoughts. It's not about stopping, you know, thinking them. It's not about that. It's just about letting it all be. It's okay. If you're an infinite being, and you can be an infinite being in the midst of all of that. So what I found is that the more your vibrational frequency elevates, it's not that all of a sudden life stops happening, okay? You know, you're not immune to life all of a sudden. Life is still going to happen. But there's less significance and meaning around life's events. Life's events have less of an impact on you. You're able to remain calm and centered in the midst of it all. So there's a beautiful thing that we do on Igniting Balance Receiving where we integrate all of these energies, anger, fear, and sadness, and then we also lovingly integrate all the conversations, I'm not good enough, I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable. And literally what's happened, Darius, through that is that belief system has completely collapsed in individuals to the point where they can't even think those thoughts anymore. They don't even arise. And so again, what we've done in IBR is put together a package for 33 days that shatters the density that holds all of that in place. So be with it, allow for it, include it. And know that through IBR, Igniting Balance Receiving, energy that is actually the origin of the thought is dissolved and dissipated. What we're doing is we're not dealing with the symptoms, we're dealing with the source.
Yes.
And when you eradicate, when you deal with things at their source, they're gone. They're gone. I mean, literally, people come in 20 years, are convinced that something was real. In 5 seconds, it's integrated. It's gone. They cannot find it anymore. It's not. They can't find it. Never to be found. Gone. And they can't believe it. That's the power of this this gift. That's the power of this expression right now. We are being offered a solution, and you yourself have called this into being.
Yes.
So a couple of things. Just maintain the awareness of your breath. That's a great thing right there that you can do in every moment. And I love that intention circle that you did. Be in the awareness of the breath. And then the second thing is, don't change anything. Lovingly embrace everything. Just embrace and accept it all. That's it. In that moment, you are free. You are free.
Wow. Well, what I want people to be able to do is really go into this in a deep way, live this, not be limited anymore. Paula says, I've been waiting for years to hear that no one is ahead of us and no one is behind us. We are all one. It is so freeing. Janice said, this is huge. Something big came up with tears at knowing we are all equal. Jeanine said, yes, I will step forward. Brianna just asked this question. She says, how could I get through my heartbreak? I just had a bad breakup, and I don't know how to get through that relationship breakup.
Well, let's do something. This is one of the things that you do that I love. So everyone just close your eyes.
Okay.
And we're just going to find where Rihanna is on the collective matrix and grid. Okay. And we're just going to lovingly support her in feeling everything there is to feel around this breakup. And we're just going to lovingly reassure her that this breakup is not a setback. That in fact, this breakup is leading her into something greater that she cannot perceive right now. That in fact, a love is being born for her that is beyond description. Mm. It is a love that transcends the human experience. It is the love that every human being longs for. So right now, you Wealthers, as a collective family that is embodying oneness, send that to Rihanna. And Rihanna, wherever you are, will you receive that, Angel?
Hmm.
Life is not about getting over things. But life is about having the courage to walk through things. We are not here to get over anything, but we are here to stand in the powerful truth that we are infinite beings and walk through it all, every single experience in life. Thank you, Rihanna. Love you. And thank you, the You Well community, for just lovingly ending heartbreak on the planet on behalf of everybody.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Well, what I want to do, I want to, Jessica said he covered all the things that I thought of right on in the moment, I guess, is what she's trying to say. There are no human words. I want to talk about what people are feeling and kind of how they can do more. And what is the longing inside that people chase? Because so many of us, I mean, all of us get this trap of wanting more, maybe more money, more possessions, greater love, greater health, or more, maybe they want to do more spiritual work instead of getting out and actually being the work. You know, they want to look at more ways to do things that can help them instead of embodying it. I mean, what is it that keeps us in that constant searching, and how do we end that?
What everyone is longing for on this planet is themselves. The only problem is they keep looking outside of themselves for themselves. I'll say it again, one more time. What everyone on this planet is looking for is themselves. But the only problem is they keep looking outside of themselves for themselves. Now, here's what that means. Every single one of you was an infinite being. Every single one of you embodied every energy and the full power and potency of your beingness when you came into this reality. Mm-hmm. You were born into a reality, however, that was filled with judgment, where fear, lack, and scarcity is in fashion. Little by little, judgment began to take a grip, and this judgment came from everyone, your parents, people that were close to you, people around you. All of a sudden, this judgment begins to condition you out of your magnificence. And so what happens is, even though you know it's not true, you start believing it and buying into it. Why? Because everyone on this planet is having that conversation, even though it's a lie. Little by little, because everyone's doing it, and you have this underlying need to fit in and belong on some level, you start conforming to a version of reality that no longer reflects your magnificence. And in that moment, all of a sudden, you buy into everything that everyone on this planet accepts as normal. Suffering. Dis-ease. Aging. Mm. Lack. Living paycheck to paycheck. All of a sudden, you buy into that version of reality. Why? Because everyone's doing it. And then what happens is, you start to become really afraid to be magnificent. Because you might be the only one on this planet that really has the courage to be that abundant and live that big. And of course, because we're born of a reality of judgment, just imagine how much courage it takes to break free of the lack and the scarcity, to break free of the dis-ease, to break free of all of this stuff that they accept on this planet as normal, and to have the courage to live your infinite beingness and your magnificence. So that's what robs us of it. That's what gets in the way. And so then it's the next meditation, the next workshop, the next teleseminar, the next teaching, the next guru, the next modality. It's the next thing. Why? Because I'm continually looking outside of myself for myself. But as long as you keep looking outside of you for you, you're never going to find you. You have to go within. You have to access who you are. And that's why, for me, the greatest joy, Darius, has been to fully empower people in themselves to the point where they are no longer dependent on anything. Just imagine waking up tomorrow being fully empowered in yourself because of you. Just imagine waking up tomorrow morning being fully receiving of your abundance, being fully receiving of your health and vitality, being fully receiving of your infinite connection to the divine, being fully receiving of all that you were born to be, and that is your birthright. Tomorrow morning, you wake up and you have the courage to be you. That's what's being shared. That's what's being offered. And that's what's transformed the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. New thought leaders, inventors of techniques and modalities, transformed the life of everybody. And that's the wave that's sweeping the planet. It is a wave of authentic empowerment where you are fully empowering yourself. You, my friends, call this into being. Every single one of you, that's how powerful you are. You called this moment into being. You called this reminder into being. I'm nothing more than an aspect of you that you've asked to remind you of this time. Because that old version of reality is over. That old way of being is over. Not because it was wrong, not because it was bad, but just because we as infinite beings couldn't be all that we are in it. We are literally redefining everything. And that's where, you know, igniting, boundless receiving, everything that we share has that vibrational resonance in it. It's infused with it all. Every single one of these things is a tool for ascension. It is designed to set you completely and totally free, to be your own unique expression, to be you, to express that love in your own way in the world. That is how powerful you are. That is why you're here. You're not here to follow anybody. But you are here to live permanently anchored in your own mastery.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I agree completely with that. And, you know, I guess what people are feeling, we have tons of comments coming back, and for those that are tasting some of this and beginning to feel what you're talking about and want to really break free from all of that and be themselves, they want to get that, and they want to go deeper into their own individual knowing and their own uniqueness always. What can they do to go deeper? Because we, you know, we want people to get a chance to really break through and get deep into this vibration, because this is a different vibration, and we've had so many, you know, centuries of the vibration of not good enough, the vibration of good, bad, the vibration of up, down, of duality, that so many spiritual masters say. You know, I find it always funny, I've said this before, that so many spiritual masters talk about, you know, that there is no duality in the higher dimensions, yet the whole practice down on earth is all about duality, good, bad, you know, high vibration, low vibration, positive, negative, it's all duality, but yet we're supposed to be breaking out of duality, and we just force ourselves back down into more of it. How can they move forward to really embrace this and wash away all of those centuries of duality that is just an illusion?
Actually, no, the funny thing is, Paris, the answer is actually the package that we created. The first thing that we put together for this is basically a breakthrough session, and what that does is it completely transforms your paradigm around transformation, around the human experience, and completely anchors you in your magnificence. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that a lot of what people are experiencing right now is their density. Sadness, anger, fear is coming up to be felt. So just imagine getting up every day for 33 days and having a tool that you can use that literally shatters that density, eradicates it at its source. Then you've got 33 days of inspirational inquiry. And what that does is, so many people on this call want the universe and the divine to support them, but yet it's almost like there's so much judgment around that. We have an adversarial relationship with the universe and the divine. It's almost like, you know, the universe is not friendly, and it's not in our favor, and it's not working in our favor. And people have that relationship with the divine. You know, a lot of religious conditioning, even spiritual conditioning, is around divine isn't friendly. You know, it's this wrathful being. None of that is true. Just imagine having the divine as your best friend and the universe as your best friend, your own personal genie. And this being wants to love you and bring you every single thing that you want in your life because of the contribution that you are on this planet and the beingness that you are right now. And so then what we did was we put 33 days of inspirational inquiry. When you finish your detox, you then have a statement or a question that you answer. And always, the universe always responds to yes. You affirm yes. And that creates the context for the day. And people just reported miraculous things. Like all of a sudden, they do it, and whatever the inquiry is, health, vitality, love, or money, all of a sudden a huge doorway opens and the universe starts flooding them with whatever it is that they wanted, even beyond that which they could imagine. And then the other thing that we did was we created a slumbering into nighttime meditation, which is something that I really pioneered because I wanted people to sleep and be encoded with the resonance and frequency. And that's something that's subsequently gone on to become very popular in the transformation field. And so what we do is we basically have a 30-minute encoding protocol. And what you do is you listen and you allow it to work on you, and then you can just leave it on, you put it on low volume and just let it work on you all night long. And that has the energy in it. And, you know, many of the people actually, some of the presenters actually on UWF love listening to that every night. And that subsequently inspired them to make their own version of it. So that's cool. And then also the bonus gift is the foundation of all transformation. Ultimately, people are trying to get to a destination from a space of lack. If you start from lack, all you're going to get is lack. So, for example, if you want to be abundant, then acknowledge the abundance that you are now authentically. And then what happens is you grow into more abundance. If you want to have a relationship with the divine, then start from I'm divine. Then you naturally grow into a greater relationship with the divine. If you want to have health and vitality, then you've got to start from health and vitality, wherever that is on the scale, and be honest about it. You're experiencing health and vitality to whatever degree you're allowing. You're experiencing divine connection to whatever degree you're allowing. You're experiencing love to whatever degree you're allowing. You're experiencing abundance to whatever degree you're allowing. It's time to allow it all by laying a new foundation. You're not broken. You don't need healing. You don't need fixing. You don't need change. You don't need teaching. Right now you are whole and complete, and it's time to move into greater levels of experiencing that whole and completeness. Every single one of you around the world listening right now, it is time for you to move into experiencing greater levels of that whole and completeness, because that's all that's going on here. That's the only game in town, evolution, growing into more, increasing into infinity, moving into the fullness of who you are.
Panache, I am going to, really quick, I want to let people, we're getting a lot of questions. Frank's asking where it is, and I want to tell people where this is, and then I want to maybe go deeper into the areas, because there's so much here, and it's different, and it's really setting that foundational reality for this new reality that everybody needs to go into. It is, first of all, guys, I want to let you know, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. That's uwealthrevolution.com, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. And this is at uwealthrevolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E. And it includes all of the things that we've been talking about to ignite boundless receiving and living. And probably, I mean, we could go through all of the elements, but and we will, but, you know, I think the key here is simplicity. It's laying the new groundwork. If what was said on the call really resonates with you, then this is just a path that you definitely will want to consider moving into, so that you can remove and shatter that vibrational destiny that keeps you stuck. Panache, the 33-day detox, what they do with this is that each day they go through this detox, and what happens? Does it build day after day? And, you know, where will they be at the end of those 33 days?
Well, I mean, just imagine where you are after this hour, right? And then times that by, like, 33 days, and then times that by infinity, and then you've got some sort of a ballpark. This density detox is the same detox you do every day, and here's why. Because it is completely thorough and completely efficient. And every day you listen to it, it has an accumulative effect it builds every single day, and it accelerates every single day. And so you listen to the same detox every day. I want all of this stuff, when it came through, it was all divinely guided. That's how everything happens, everything. And so the same detox, listen to every day, has an accumulative effect on you. And so you keep listening to it every day. You go deeper and deeper and deeper with each listen. You know, it's literally like peeling back layers of an onion. You're literally peeling back layers of the insanity that you've bought into and made more real than the truth. You know, like wow. That's what's going on, man. And so every day, that's what you're doing. That's how you start your day. And it's powerful. And people have been listening to it, you know. The funny thing is that people listen to it and they keep listening to it because they just recognize that it's directly impacting them in a way that nothing else ever has before. And so that's the detox. Very cool. Very powerful.
You know, for people, I want to go through this thing. For people that are listening and wonder, how is this different than what they may have been exposed to in the past? Because a lot of us here, we've got Cheryl who's saying, you know, I really love Panache. I want transformation. I don't want to go through the same roller coaster up and down anymore. I want to finally be done. I want to finally get myself back. I want to finally be able to go big in the world and live my dreams. What, for people like that and all of us that are searching for that and have spent years searching, why is this really different? I mean, why really is this different?
It's really different because it deals with the source of what's getting in the way. It doesn't deal with the symptoms. Mm. And so when people examine reality right now, they're examining reality at a very superficial level. This solution is being implemented at the deepest level, at the deepest vibrational level that any human being can be impacted at this time. So the reason why I'm in a body again is to embody this consciousness and to be this bridge, not as someone who's ahead, not someone who's better, but as your friend who loves you, who you asked a long time ago to remind you on every level, on a vibrational level, on every level, through all that we do, that you're actually a magnificent being. So this is not about a teaching. This is not about a dogma. This is not about, you know, conforming to something. It's not about stepping out of one prison and walking into another one. This is about stepping out of prison and walking into freedom. Because you yourself have called it into being. Because this presence right now that's being shared, and why it's so impactful, is because it's the highest resonance of love available, period, on this planet. That's what's being embodied, and that's what people are being called to embody. And so that's where this is. See, what happened, Darius, to me was, when I experienced the divine, I experienced this infinite expression, beautiful energy, no beginning and no end. And all this energy had to offer was love, the most beautiful love you've ever felt. That's all the divine is. In that moment, I realized that humanity is making up the rest. And in some cases, even giving the divine a bad reputation. So the divine is this infinite expanse of ocean of love. It is that resonance and frequency. There was no judgment. There was no teaching. There was nothing to attain. There was nowhere to get to. In that moment, everything was just abiding in the completeness of itself. This energy began to be shared through me for whatever reason. I began to be able to just allow this energy to come through. And so this reality and this vibration that's coming through is coming through from a very different place. And what I didn't do with this energy is put it in a box. So what happens is most people have these experiences and they put infinite consciousness in a box. And then they try and replicate things and try and turn things into understandable things. I always realized that the best expression was a spontaneous expression, because the universe is continually expansive and infinite, as are we. And the very second you take this infinite beingness and put it in a box, it no longer has any power or impact or potency anymore. And so the only way to really authentically be in relationship with it was to just allow it to flow and empower and just remind everyone else and just empower and remind everyone else that it can flow through them too. So ultimately, what's being expressed on this call is the end of all techniques and modalities, teachings. It's the end of all separation. It's the birth of oneness. It's the birth of everything that everyone has been longing for and working towards for years, for millennia. That's why we're here, folks. It's showtime.
Wow, yes, and I want to read what a lot of people are saying here. So many people are writing back. Oh my gosh. One person said, much love and gratitude. Another person said, so simple and revolutionary. Deanna just wrote in, yes, 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 this is so true. Thank you so much. I've been a prisoner of fear. I am so ready to do, be, and have all that I am. Let's talk about that process of really doing and being and having. The inspirational inquiry is something they do after the detox. And this inspirational inquiry actually is like a vibrational foundation where they ignite a willingness to allow in their life. What does that mean, and what have been some of the results that you've seen in the people that you've worked with and helped?
So what if life isn't about doing more? It's just simply about allowing more. So it's not in the asking, but it's in the ability to infinitely receive what you're asking for. And so how this has shifted is, for example, there was a couple, they just got married, and they were pregnant, and the husband was having a hard time getting a job, and he began doing IBR. I think the second or third day into IBR, all of a sudden he had four or five different job opportunities. People were calling him and saying, he was a painter and decorator, and he had five people calling him and saying, we've got work. There's another lady, she's a realtor. She's a healer slash realtor, and a lot of people on this call are healers slash something else. And so she was a healer slash realtor, and she kind of stepped away from being a realtor. And all of a sudden, she did IBR, and all of a sudden she was getting people calling her because she still had some of her old signs up for houses and listings that they wanted to buy. And so she was exponentially earning the money that she'd completely forgotten about. That wasn't even in the realm of her awareness. All of a sudden people are calling saying, we want to buy a house. You know? And so things are happening to people that are unprecedented, that are other dimensional solutions that are infusing this reality. So when an other dimensional solution infuses this reality, it appears to be miraculous. But you can actually fully open up to receive that by allowing it. By allowing it. And so this inquiry takes you out of the resistance of life into the embracing of life. And it literally shows you that the universe is on your side. That the divine is on your side. That that this infinite power that created you is on your side. And the things that have happened there, dis-ease, people have had all kinds of dis-ease just disappear. Just things have happened that are beyond the mind. And that's the blessing of vibrational transformation, is that when we affect the shift on a vibrational level, when we can impact people on that level at the deepest level, available, everything alters. Every other level comes into alignment. What's being born in people is harmony, universal harmony. That's what's being born in them. And in that state, the only thing that's possible is infinity and infinite receiving. And so that's that inquiry. And people have shifted, you know, in amazing ways. Some people have had very intense religious conditioning, literally to the point where if you smile, you're going to hell. And so... You know, of course, that doesn't bode well when you want to receive, and all of a sudden the divine is, you know, the being that you're receiving from, but at the same time you have to be afraid of the divine. You know, or the divine's, you know, can send you to a fiery furnace somewhere, you know. So we've shifted all of that conditioning. Humanity is once again embracing the friendly, accepting, loving nature of the divine, like a best friend, like a best friend. And so that in and of itself has just been phenomenal for people. And it literally lays the foundation for your whole day. Your whole day shows up in that inquiry and in that yes and in that willingness to receive. You know, even something simple from going to Starbucks and all of a sudden someone pays for your coffee. You know? Or, you know, go to a parking spot, right? You get to a parking spot and there's already money in the meter. I mean, practical things, you know? Simple things from the miraculous to the ordinary. And what I want to share about that is that you and I, and that means everyone that's listening right now, is here to make the miraculous ordinary. We're here to make it ordinary. We're here to make the miraculous so normal that it becomes ordinary. That's why we're here. Yeah. And so it's awesome.
If people are... on the fence or wondering, or let me tell you where it is. First of all, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/PANACHE. If they use this, and we don't want them to just try it and then decide, oh, well, you know, it's not for me, or have that feeling like it's not going to work. But if they if they use this program and they really connect to who they are, and if for any reason they feel like, well, maybe it's not for me, they have really nothing to lose from what I'm seeing here on this page, that there is a 100% satisfaction guarantee, correct?
There is, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there absolutely is.
Absolutely.
You well, very generously put a 30-day money-back guarantee in there as well. So the only thing that's at risk is you buying into a reality that doesn't work anymore. Have the courage to
yes.
suggest it works. Now, have the courage to
yeah.
life that reflects your magnificence. Give it a try. Go for it. Put yourself into it.
Mm-hmm.
And trust that you've pulled this into being for you. Because, yes, it's going to help you access your limitless receiving.
Wow. There's so many people that have written in here about this. I think it's very cool. One person said, the package is blowing me away. The opening, the vibration, the sense of flowing is amazing. Yesterday, another person, Propita, said, yesterday was my 33rd day of detox and the slumber into possibility, which she was listening to while she slept. She said, for the first time, I felt my true self in me. For the first time, I felt abundance. And while listening to this slumber into possibility, I felt showered by divine grace. Another person said, I've been a transcendental meditator since 1997. I've never felt anything like this. I've never felt so alive. What have been some of the, have there been any things where people have been able to open up to maybe a relationship or to financial abundance or to greater health and vitality and energy? Any stories or things in those areas that really set out in your own mind as being pretty incredible possibilities?
I had this one guy come to see me, and he was born into a Southern Baptist family, and his whole life he'd been conditioned to believe that, you know, he was going to hell and he was a sinner and that he wasn't deserving of anything in his life. And as a result of that, that led to a lot of anxiety in him, and he became socially very awkward. Like, he couldn't, like, he would avoid people, and he would avoid expressing himself and avoid his emotions. And he was very successful in his career. He was very good at what he did. But the personal, interaction and that you know, dynamic drive that was required for him to fully own the next level of his career was missing. Once he started doing this, all of a sudden the walls began to tumble down. At the water cooler, all of a sudden, he is the guy. Everyone's coming up to him. They're having great conversations, a great time. In meetings where once he had an answer or a solution, but he wouldn't pipe up and share it because he was scared, all of a sudden he was offering his opinion. He got promoted. All of a sudden his life is increasing. Relationships, typically, he had been so judged for expressing his sexuality that it wasn't safe for him to be in that way. So relationships became impossible, literally to the point where he was conditioned to believe that sex was a sin, and if you have it, you're going to hell, right? So all of a sudden, relationships were not even a vague possibility for him. All of a sudden, he starts attracting relationships into his life that are the most loving, nurturing relationships he's ever had. Every single aspect of his life has completely transformed. He committed. He said yes. He saw the opportunity, he recognized it, and he said yes. And in his willingness to say yes, when you take one step towards the truth, it takes a million steps towards you. He is not the same person today. And that's just one example. You know, another example was, there was a mother who was having a very hard time with her teenage son, had lots of learning difficulties, and began, as a way of kind of fitting in, he'd play a lot of video games, start doing drugs. And little by little, their relationship began to evolve as she began to participate in vibrational transformation. To the point now where those things that were historically once a point of contention, her son and she actually recognizes them for the blessing that they were in bringing them into where they are. Abundance, folks, is so much more than just money. It's your life. It's your health and vitality.
Yes.
It's your relationships. It's everything. Abundance is a state of being that encompasses everything. It's your attitude. It's how you live. It's how it's how much fun you have. You know, so many people don't have fun anymore. They're so serious. So abundance encompasses everything, a lightness of being, money, all of it. It is the complete solution for modern living. And so in accessing your abundance, and here's the magic, right, Darius? The more you love yourself is the more the universe can love you back.
Mm-hmm.
That is critical. Take a breath. And the one thing that IBR does effectively is to elevate your vibrational resonance into self-love in a way that you've never allowed before. The willingness to love yourself turns you into an infinite receiver, and the universe infinitely gives because you can receive it. And what happens is, until you fully love yourself, you cannot digest it, you cannot receive it, you cannot utilize it for your greater good. You'll sabotage it. This eliminates all of it so that you can fully receive it, you can fully harness its power, you can fully utilize it, you can fully be it all. And so really, for me, this came through as just a complete solution for everybody who wants to be abundant, who wants to live in the fullness of themselves. It's thorough, and it just deals with it all. Deals with it all.
So,
that's just a couple of examples.
Wow, he's reached over 139 countries, and so many people around the planet have experienced this, and it might absolutely and probably must be our time and your time to experience this and not be one of those who is still living under that false paradigm. It's at uwealthrevolution.com, P-A-N-A-C-H-E, uwealthrevolution.com/Panache, P-A-N-A-C-H-E, and that package is there. It is a $630 package. It is ours for $127, so it is a huge value. You get it instantly, so you can begin that processing and getting out of that matrix that has been holding you back from what you really want and what you really are. And we still have so many hundreds of people that are in here. We have tens and tens and tens, close to 30 people that had their hands raised. We couldn't get to them. And I am so sorry, Panache, that it looks like we're right at time. One person said, thank you so much for reminding me who I am, Panache. Another person said, I've been doing the detox. I am now on day 29 of the program and igniting the boundless, receiving the IBR program that Panache is talking about. And all of the tightness in my chest and the feelings of stress are completely gone. Thank you, Panache. That's from Cheryl in Dallas. And so many people have experienced this. I hope that you will as well. Panache, thank you for being here and sharing and just being so open to give this to everybody who would receive it. And, you know, if not now, then really when? I mean, the time is now for all of us to receive all that we truly are.
Yeah. You know, you're not broken. You don't need healing. You don't need fixing. All along, all you've ever needed is you. You've just never been able to find somewhere where you've been able to fully access yourself. It's time to fully access all of you. And in doing so, set not only yourself free, but 7.2 billion people free as well. Oneness,
yes.
when it's born within you, it's born in everything and everyone. And the planet literally transforms in front of your eyes. I cannot wait for you to see life and see yourself the way I have the honor and pleasure of seeing each and every single one of you, you luminous beings. Your time is now. I love you infinitely. Take one step towards the divine, and allow the divine to take a million steps towards you.
Ah, beautiful. What I would love to do, everybody, this is going to get a little crazy, so I'm going to unmute all the lines just for one, like 2 seconds, okay? And I'm going to tell you guys when we're going to do it. It's going to get crazy because we've got hundreds of people on. Panache, you may want to just kind of lower your volume, but we're going to get everybody at just the count of three. Let's do this, and let's just say, thank you, Panache, and all of you are going to feel this huge energy, and just let's send him love while you say out loud, thank you, Panache, on the count of three, and get ready, it may get kind of crazy. 1, 2, 3, thank you, Panache.
Thank you, Panache.
Oh, wow, that was a lot of people. That was, wow. Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody. God, that was so cool to hear all your beautiful voices. All of you are amazing. You are a gift. You are light. You are love. And I am here for you. Panache, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Terry. Always a pleasure. Thank you to everyone that was on the call.